This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. President Biden's request for additional funding for border security, disaster aid, and to support Ukraine is getting mixed reactions from the Colorado congressional delegation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Congressman Jason Crow says he'll work hard to make sure the $40 billion supplemental funding request passes quickly. He says it'll help the U.S. respond to natural disasters, bolster national security, and prepare for future public health crises. A spokesperson for Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he's supportive of the White House asks, but House conservatives have concerns. Republican Lauren Boebert said the U.S. has already done enough for Ukraine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new program at Colorado Mountain College's Aspen campus promotes sustainable clothing design and manufacturing. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
CMC Aspen's new soft goods manufacturing program doesn't just focus on making outdoor clothing, but refurbishing and rewearing clothes. The Aspen Times reports the program aims to put garments back into the supply chain instead of the landfill. Students use recycled and refurbished sewing machines that are no longer used at CMC Rifle. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The recent installation of three historical markers in what was once Denver's Chinatown will be celebrated this weekend with a block party. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
On Saturday, there will be a block party at the intersection of Lawrence and 19th to celebrate the replacement of an inaccurate plaque with three new historical markers. One honors Look Young, a Chinese man hanged in a riot in 1880. The old plaque was on 20th Street near Blake in Denver. It was removed last year and is now in storage at History Colorado. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.